it's one of the points getting through to him is sorting out, trying to figure out what, you know, where it all fits and what he is about.
In October, there was no question of you and the president meeting.
making the point now that in your 1 hour masterful dissertation on the peace agreement after the announcement of January 23rd, you didn't mention the president at all. Which is sort of an astonishing thing, considering the president's day after the peace. Well, that's not true. I said, you're right, it's not true. At the start of it, you said the president last night announced the peace agreement. I would not explain the peace agreement. He did it in the Q&A. He did a couple times in the Q&A, but even there, he lobbed you in when they were propping up too. He said the president has indicated that we support the government of South Vietnam. Because he didn't want to say I support the government of South Vietnam, because he knows supporting Q is not popular. Put it right on my back. I don't share my position. Which is alright. Yeah, except he didn't put it on your back on the thing of, you know, how hard you hung in on this and that, or those he did in tough negotiation and all that. But, well, there is a problem. He's concerned. And he's concerned for the wrong thing. That's what I tried to turn around. I don't think Carly was successful.
Tony, you think for a question with this Tony thing?
Well, yeah. That's the point. We're all on the same side here. We're talking about technique. We're talking about results. We're talking about how best to fight a war that we're both fighting. Not the question of whose side. Nobody questions if you're on the other side. Nobody questions
you. Giving your point of tragic. Of course, you keep me out of it.
Whether I wonder, I kept you out of it. He raised, you know, with me the rest of things.
Oh, I arranged always a telemark on that.
I didn't want to deny it, but I tried to turn it around to the point of sure why you were concerned about it rather than.
Of course, if he doesn't know it, we know it's not correct.
Yes, you told him, hey, thank you.
That's right.
Hey, tell us everything.
He won't now.
But I tried to recite what. Compromised by the president, and then Kissinger's conducting three-way negotiations. decide on it, Mason.
Invited the president to go ahead.
Invited the president, and they peddle that line by saying that the president will kiss your back from Phoenix.
Yeah.
Kissinger opposed the bombings. Kissinger was compromised in his negotiations. And that Kissinger was being forced to conduct three-way negotiations between Hanoi, Saigon, and Nixon. That's one problem. Another problem is the line that the agreement won't work. Another one is, I tried to work these since they weren't all kissing from the agreement. Another, that it wasn't worth the cost. Things my advice for was that. Another, that the president didn't do it. Another, the appearance that Kissinger is building himself at the expense of the president. I said, now here the media are trying to build the Kissinger role and downgrade the president role. And if they're doing it, for example, a Shaker analysis of the bombing incident. And the thing that the agreement was done by Kissinger over the president's dead body, that's a line they're trying to work. We agree with that. So that's absolutely wrong. So they, I agree they're doing that with that. And then I said, the other thing, which you won't agree with, but it is a problem, is the appearance that Kissinger is keeping the foot in both hands. Trying to straddle cover both sides and say, well, that part's true, because I have. The president has, tried to maintain a line of communication to the left. And all that has a lot of, as soon as, you said before, the thing that was essential until we got to the agreement, but after we got to the agreement, it was essential when we go over it. Yeah. It doesn't totally apply to that.
He doesn't believe that now.
I'm not sure. Then I said,
what I think his problem is in the present time, I think it's fair enough for the reason that I think he feels he may have to get back to the left, you know what I mean? I really feel that look there, his soulmate, let's face it. And I really think that he wants to keep him. That's why he's always wanting encouragement and people like that, because that rest is what he just can't make the possibility.
I think the point, the problem he's got is that he talks to someone, that's a big reward to that person, and he's rewarding the wrong people. And I said, it seems to me, Henry, that now from the PRP point, we have four big goals, four major things we've got to do. One, we've got to establish the president's role in bringing peace. And the point there is that the Kissinger negotiations were undoubtedly essential. But without the president's courage, it would have been totally useless. Their algorithm would. Second, we've got to tie into that, build on the president's role in terms of long-range concept. The immunization, which the president was talking about in the 68 campaign before Mel Laird, who was in the Defense Department. The whole thing to China, which the president wrote about in early 68 before he even met Henry, this is
57.
The Soviet role, which the president
developed about in 67,
about 3 years. So, we've got to tie that. Then, the second goal we've got is we've got to establish the validity of the tough decisions. And that's, we haven't done that yet. But of November 3rd, Cambodia, of Laos, of May 8th, of December, we've got to make the point that those things were what made it all possible. He agreed completely.
That he wouldn't agree with.
And I said that the simple answer on that, Henry, on the bottom, for instance, is, and the only way to get that across is for Henry Kissinger to say, I recommended the bomb. I supported the bomb. And it was the right thing to do because it succeeded. And until you say that, they're going to keep you divided from the president on the bomb.
They're going to choke.
He said, I have to say that, but I couldn't say it before the agreement was signed. I said, that's right, now it's signed. So it's very difficult to say it before I go to him. Okay, now you get back to Canada, it'll be difficult to avoid Mexico. So I don't know if it'll come to it. I said, the third objective is we've got to confirm without any question that we do have peace with them. We don't have that long ago. And the fourth is we've got to destroy the liberal establishment. We've got to do it by killing the critics because they said it wouldn't work.
And because what they would have done.
Because it did work. And we've got to do it because for the reason of building our equity with the nation.
And also because of them killing them on the ground, because they said it wouldn't work, but also if we had done what they extent we preserve the credibility of the United States in the world, our allies, our enemies, and our independence. It's essential to our role as a force for peace. And we achieve a peace that no one thought was possible. Point 1. Point 2. Deferring to the president was the essential element. In spite of unprecedented opposition, pressure, hostility, and vilification, in spite of Congress' immediate attention and undercut, and we make the point of courage, promise, wisdom, and guts to hang in. Third, the tough, key decisions made the difference. November 3rd, Kimberly Lyons made the decision. All unpopular and all attacked by the bill backers. Fourth, the bloodbath consequences of a bug out. We could have gotten the U.S. out, but we could have moved Southeast Asia first to a bloodbath and second to a communist takeover. Fifth, the December bombing worked and it was right. It broke the deadlock. There was no division between the President and Kissinger on it. And this bullshit about terror bombing is not true. We struck only military targets with, you know, a certain amount of fallout. But we shouldn't take the bad route on it. And then the sixth objective, the liberal establishment critics were wrong. The establishment is now badly damaged. Their credibility is tarnished, their performance is in question. They failed to stand firm in the person as they've always been before the wars. All their predictions failed to come true. The president's peace with honor was achieved despite very little support from the government, active opposition from the Senate and some in the House, and overwhelming opposition from the opinion leaders and the press, the religious leaders, the education leaders, and all the business leaders. And their approach, the liberal establishment approach, would have left the war going on for 50 million people, would have left South Vietnam for a communist takeover, would have destroyed respect for the United States among our allies, would have encouraged our enemies, and would have dismayed the neutrals. That's the effect of the U.S. If we get those points across, and that's pretty simple, then it's worthwhile going on TV. If we can't, then it's a waste of time, because...
Yeah. And so
that's
a well done.
Because don't worry about defending the agreement.
But you get... Yeah. The whole exercise, the whole exercise of Henry's... opus here, and it's a damn good job. I understand it's a damn good job. But the whole point of it, I read it very carefully, is to show that he was a great
negotiator.
Not one other damn thing in there. You know, it's all it is.
That's right.
We had told him before that that wasn't enough.
No.
We told
him
I've got one point that I want to do. I don't want to do this, but tell Henry that when this, if he does take this show, that the president is going to listen to it. That's it. I find that he's going to be a week or time there. He's very different, frequent than he is himself, the president is not different. But if he doesn't say that, I'm going to read it later, which I always do. That's very well done, Alice. Well, I hate to put it to him at this point, but I just think to put it to him that in the news magazines and the rest of the stuff, he spent an hour in stuff with the meeting to get across.
Well, Ron and I had a long talk. We both knew that our strategy at this moment was worth the time. I think we're just to scare him.
Ron, did Ron agree with his rather strong feeling that I had that this was a bust
against these objectives?
Yeah, right. Yes.
Oh yeah, but nobody would disagree with him. It was.
Right. Then what did Ron think? And Ron agrees too that Henry is getting some points across trying to have it both ways. Yes.
And he had it.
He did.
But he had it on a positive basis. This is the chance to clear out the weakness of that. It's a chance to get all of these...
But he may scare Henry Powell, but maybe the president is going to be...
Scare Henry on the basis that the only basis of judging success or failure of your television appearance is against this.
Yeah.
And does. I've talked about that in the sense of saying they can't divide this because they got it, got all this capable. That's a very big concern. And what your concerns were. And the fact that you want to break the promise off and start home.
Well, I don't think so.
seconds. That's what I'm trying to do.
I think he had a cold heart to rule. I said that there is something that we can't look to see what he's got. I had to look at all of it.
Yeah.
I think it's one thing.
Scallion said his reads. Rogers did. You know, he's always had for all of his problems. Scallion gave to Roger. Or, you know, yeah, some, or they. Right? You know. And now it's fine. Thank you.